Blog Talk Radio.
Special music courtesy bensound.com. Wild West Championship Wrestling, in cooperation with the Total Wrestling Federation, presents the Reno Roundup, coming to the Evelyn Mount Community Center in Reno, Nevada, at 6 p.m. on Saturday, November 30th. It's the WWCW Reno Roundup. Tickets start at just $5, with front row seats for $15. And for only $30, you can get a front row seat and go backstage. Tickets are limited. Call 775-515-3685 for more information. So join us for the Reno Roundup at the Evelyn Mount Community Center in Reno, Nevada, Saturday, November 30th at 6 p.m. for Wild West Championship Wrestling's Reno Roundup. In cooperation with the Total Wrestling Federation, call 775-515-3685 for more information.
Hello, good evening. This is David Griggs with Into the Files on Weird Network, and we have Charles Thomas as our guest tonight. He will be talking about wrestling and the Wild West Champion. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. That intro was kind of chilling. I loved it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I work a lot to get this radio show put up.
Very awesome, man. Very awesome. Good to see that you're doing it.
Yep. Well, let's start off with a little bio. Explain to me who you are, Charles Thomas.
Well, I play two gimmicks as far as in the wrestling world goes. One started on radio. That was Chaz Masters. I was the commentary guy, go-to guy. Actually did a blog talk for a minute as Chaz Masters. And as my wrestling persona was Terry Masters, the Iceman Terry Masters. Thank God nobody put two and two together. I had a good run there, blew out my shoulder. I've won a couple rumbles, put some names and stuff to my career. Got a few things left to do with it. Slowly transitioning, took me a couple years after I got hurt. Now I'm transitioning into owner and promoter and booker. And that is a whole new world.
Okay, so what's the difference between the two genres or personas of wrestling?
So Chaz Masters was a guy that you could laugh with, hang out with, maybe have a beer with. He was called a babyface, so which means he's a good guy. The John Cena type character of the group. It was fun and lovable. Now, Iceman, that's a heel. Definitely a bad guy. Got over well with the fans. They hazed him, booed him. Instead of having a beer with the guy, this is the guy you want to dump a beer on. You know, didn't like the fans, didn't like other wrestlers. And it's easy to make fans hate you. It's hard to make them like you. And unfortunately, somewhere along the career as Iceman, I somehow got the fans to like him. Take oopsie.
Well, you know, yeah, you've told this story to me before, a long time ago, years ago, or at least a few years ago, about the Iceman. That's when we were doing the different challenges and that kind of stuff, when we were doing the guys' radio show.
Oh yes, the body slam challenge as the Iceman. Guys would come out from the back while I was still in training. And they would try to pick me up and slam me. If they couldn't, I'd slam them. That was fun.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions about wrestling. What makes wrestling such a iconic thing, even today? It's 2019. The 80s and 90s are over when it was like at its prime, at least for my age. And it's still kicking. It has a big, huge following. What makes it that good?
So wrestling, actually, a little thing I learned, a little trivia fact, technically wrestling goes back to the 1800s. Actually, one of our presidents could be considered a professional wrestler, and that's Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
With the circus back in the day. So you figure wrestling got its starts from, as I understand it, the circus, bribed fights, rigged, you know, for who's going to win. The nice thing about wrestling is it tells a story. So we make the joke out there that it's called a man opera. But the idea and the point behind it is you tell a story, you get two guys in the ring and they just beat the crap out of each other, it's not a big deal. You know, the good guy versus the bad guy and the bad guy wins, and no big deal. But if you tell a story, you know, the good guy fights to get the, you know, to not, you know, lose to the bad guy, the bad guy's cheating, or the David and the Goliath story, which is huge. You get someone like Rey Mysterio in WWE take on someone like Kane. The size difference, there's no way they can win. But somehow he pulls it out. You know? So, and that gets fans behind. The little guy gets behind Rey, and the big guys want to see that, Rey got lucky, we'll get him next time. And that keeps bringing them back. It's storytelling at its best. It's theater with sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true Bartism. It's expressional Bartism, I guess.
Yes, it's the art of kicking your own butt.
You know, but yeah. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the company that you are with.
So I got out there once. I was working with back in the day when you and I were doing stuff together. I worked with a company called PWD, Professionally Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Destination. Their name was such because they had a school with them. Well, I worked with them for a few years, and then definitely, as you saw in the commercial you've got going for us, I worked with Total Nonstop Wrestling as well. Really good guy, Jake, out of Sacramento, so he gave me a lot of pushes here and there. He got me into a few dozen matches across the board. Well, I started thinking, well, what made wrestling fun back when we were kids? Well, there was gimmicks, exactly. There was storyline. But there's something that's missing nowadays is the company itself doesn't have a gimmick. WWE is just a giant thing that you can go out there and you can get online and you can go watch the matches. You can watch behind the scenes. They've destroyed what it really means to have KFAB. TNA keeps KFAB up. AEW, the new guy on the block, keeping up with KFAB and giving everybody an alternative. Well, I said, well, what would happen if the company had its own gimmick? So I went out there and I started looking around, looking for it, because getting a name is hard. If you go online and you could plug in 30 different names you come up with, as 30 different people already have it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got creative. I said, well, let's go with letters that everybody recognizes. W's, okay, so you had to be W's. WCW is gone, which was World Championship Wrestling. WWE owns that. So I said, well, let's go on a play on it. And so I figured I'll go WWCW. Let's find words for this. And I came with Wild West Championship Wrestling, where the old gunslingers and the young guns can compete. So I can bring out all the young talent. Tomorrow's guys that you're going to see at this show specifically, Matt Fury, the little short guy we got coming out, he's going to be in a match, I believe, against Super Beast. This is a little guy. I've known him in 10 years in the wrestling world. He's moved from small times to, I believe he's San Diego Championship Wrestling's heavyweight champion.
Oh, wow.
Very big company. So we're bringing out things like that. So he's a young gun we're bringing out. We're bringing out a bunch of different people. The story is going to be off the hook. It's our first show, but we got to remember, we're the Wild West. I don't have security. I've got sheriffs. I don't got reps. Yeah. I got deputies. You know, and you don't want to make the deputy mad, because you know what? He is a ref still. And you don't want to push the sheriff, because you know what? He's still in security. And they will remove you and get you up. And the stars got to remember too. Like, the stars have their own gimmicks, but they got to remember, they're shredding in the West. We're wild. We're crazy. We got almost all of our titles in. We got the Wild West Championship title, which is our heavyweight champion. We have our Outlaw title, which is what's called a working title. That's a title you put on guys that are going to come out every show. It's on all the time. A lot of heat on that guy. We got our Highwaymen tag team titles, which is tag teams. And unfortunately, at this show, I don't have a women's match for this show, but we do have a women's title coming in, and we do have one of the former PWD and TWF women's champions who's going to be at the show, Monica.
That's awesome.
So she's going to be there. She's the guard of the titles. I wouldn't make her mad. She used to be Vicky Vanity, the voodoo queen. And I don't know what the voodoo she does.
Well, actually, you know, you are on the Weird Network. So I do have to ask you, because we talk about the weird and the paranormal. Can you tell me one of your most memorable paranormal or out there experiences that you've had in your life, alone or with people?
Okay, now you know firsthand, I used to be a ghost chaser.
Yeah.
Always up for something spooky, like the flats out in Virginia City, which are no longer there. That's just, that place just begs to go out there and pick at it. Most freaky incidents I've ever had, myself, Charles House, James Fitz, and a few other guys. I don't know if you were there or not. Back when I had that dirty brown Bronco.
Yeah, I was there.
So getting chased out of the flats by people calling themselves Dark Druids and them shooting at us.
Yeah, that was freaky.
I will take paranormal. I'll take ghosts. I'll take haunted houses, haunted asylums over crazed lunatics with shotguns.
Yeah.
Because you can't out on a bullet.
Yeah, exactly. That could be your last bullet, too.
Hmm. They don't call it a rain of firepower for nothing.
Yeah.
But that, as far as the group goes, that's got to be my most terrifying moment. As far as weirdest and strangest, back in my home state in California, there's an area called the Devil's Pit. It's a dark, it's a crummy road. I mean, it is crummy. Like, it's two lanes, but they're about as wide as one. One side goes up a hill. The other side drops down about 400, 500 feet. There's supposedly a well at the bottom, and we've found it a couple times, that you can hear howling and growling out of. And you know me, I'm a show person. If you can't show it to me, I don't believe you.
Heck yeah.
So,
do the little, I'm from Missouri, the show me state, you know?
Right. So me and some buddies, we went down there. We went to we found the well. I was pale. I almost pissed myself. I'm not afraid to admit that. There are sounds that come out of that and the ground itself. So the easy way to explain it is there's copper in the, when they built the well. So copper kills the ground around it. That's fine and dandy. But that would be like 3 yards out and keep on growing. This is just a foot around the well. Nothing grows. No weeds over it. No vines. No nothing. And it's always feels like something's exhaling heat out of it. And it's supposed to be a water well. They've never found the bottom. They've dropped chains down it, measuring sticks. Never found the bottom. They found water, and that's about it.
Interesting. So, you know, I always wonder sometimes if, sorry about that. I always wonder sometimes if, you know, people hear well pockets, and it's actually like an underground tunnel, like it goes out to the sea.
Could be.
You know? Because they've found, you know, dead bodies that, you know, for example, they found a body from Africa that was in the Paiute Lake.
That's weird.
A tribal person. Yeah, but the water is salt water. So does it have a tunnel? Is there a tunnel that runs through there or what? You know, because they won't let you scuba dive in there.
It makes sense. I mean, when you think about, like, just on the small term, what is it here locally? The Pyramid Lake and Tahoe are linked by an underground source of canals?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's 100, 200 miles apart?
Oh, yeah. And they connect to each other, which is interesting.
Michigan and Lake Michigan, a few years ago, they found, what was it? I want to say they found the remains of a large cat. That's nowhere near where large cats live.
Yeah. Well, Nevada and Michigan, believe it or not, they happen to say something about that, is Nevada has the largest submarine depot in the world.
Yet it's landlocked.
Yeah. So that's an interesting question. And it's on an army base, this depot. So get that. How does that even make sense? Yeah.
Well, welcome to the U.S. We do things that make people go, there's something there.
And then there's, they actually have a place in Michigan where they drop submarines down and they have tunnels that they go through. They can go literally through the United States. So there is actual tunnels that do that. And plus there's an underground highway system that's underneath the United States that they've created that a lot of people don't know about either. But getting off track, it's just kind of interesting that there's a lot of weird stuff in Nevada and just either not talked about, or it's just a hush hush, you know, like.
Oh, come on, now we live in the hush hush. We live in the everything happens but nobody cares state. I think the biggest, in my personal opinion, and it goes hand in hand with wrestling. So John Cena, this is going to be a weird comparative, but maybe you'll get it. John Cena for years has been accused of only having five moves and burying people, which means getting them fired or getting them kicked out. Well, the best way to get people to not think about that is to make storylines around him burying people or getting people kicked out. Well, the United States government does the same thing. Area 51 accidentally let some picture out on Google or some squat. Got seen, proved that he's there. So all of a sudden, we have a giant rave and party out at Area 51.
Yeah, burning down too.
If the government was really worried, those people wouldn't have got that close.
Oh, no.
So the best way to hide things is in plain sight. Do we have secret bases everywhere? Yes. Does the government say we do? Yes, because we don't believe them.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of schools, a lot of government facilities like courthouses and that kind of stuff, the reason why it's armed so much is not because there's not that many prisoners that go into these places. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
People know you don't screw around in a courthouse. But they don't tell you that in that courthouse, you can take a key, go down the elevator, and go 15 floors down. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it true that every courthouse has a bomb shelter in it or some spot?
Yes, they have all kinds of stuff. Most military bases, believe it or not, the people that are on the base really don't do anything. They don't even know why they're there half the time, because they're not there to do anything. They're there to protect that area of land, because what's underground is what's being protected. Because most secret military bases are all underground. The real ones, the stuff that's on the top, that's just there as a working environment to keep the military busy. But in reality, that's what's really going on is down. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, California has 34 abandoned missile silos that are in the ground, all in Northern California.
Oh yeah, I used to run out there all the time and try to. I used to try to find him all the time.
When I was in high school, some buddies and myself, we ditched school one day and went just trucking across the foothills and came across two of them.
Oh, nice. Was there anything in front of them, or was it just completely abandoned?
No missile inside of it. We found it on accident. So we're trucking across this cow field covered in oak trees and cow shit, for, you know, pardon my language, but cow poo. And we saw a door on a cinder block shed. It had no business being there.
Huh.
We're teenagers, so what do teenagers do when they see a door they can't get in?
They break in.
Exactly. So we went inside. It was kind of cool. Really old tech, like Apple IIe giant computers from the 80s. Couple of Jeeps parked there. No weapons of mass destruction, no guns. Old green fatigues. Nasty MREs, all K rations in a can. And my buddy found a dark room. They turned the light on. Light came on with the generator. And there's an empty ass silo. Huge.
Wow.
I want to say 10 floors down to the bottom where the blasting area was.
Yeah.
So we left that one. We didn't take anything because we didn't know, you know, if we could or couldn't. By the time we found the second one, MPs found us.
Well,
we were taken back to school with pulled milk.
Yeah. Well, Charles, so I just give you one moment. I'm going to take a small little break, okay?
All right.
So hold that thought and, do what you need to do for break time.
This is Greg.
And I'm Lyndon.
And this is the Right Energy Institute for Research and Developmental Systems.
Why don't you just call it the Weird Network?
Everyone knows that NASA works hard to keep its astronauts safe in space. But did you know that spin-offs from space technology are saving lives here on Earth every day? NASA-funded research created rocket-powered parachutes that can save entire airplanes, along with their pilots and passengers. A life raft, originally designed for the Apollo missions, has saved hundreds of sailors stranded at sea. And a tiny cardiac pump, developed with the help of technology used to design rocket engines, has extended the lives of hundreds of patients with failing hearts. NASA's innovation even led to personal locator beacons, which have helped save more than 30,000 sailors, pilots, and adventurers in distress worldwide. Together with its partners, NASA continues to develop technologies that protect life, both in space and on Earth. There's more space in your life than you think. Learn more at NASA.gov.
Orcas are wonders of nature, and now more than ever, we need to help them stay that way. Our Puget Sound orcas are also an endangered species, and that means stepped-up enforcement of special rules to view them. Stay at least 200 yards from orcas. Keep out of their path and never feed them. Check the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration guidelines to help protect all marine mammals at bewhalewise.org. A message from the NOAA Fisheries Office of Law Enforcement and Cairo 7.
Hey, John, would you consider traveling to another planet if it was possible?
Yeah, it depends on what time the bus leaves, Chuck.
You're a ground lover. But you still want to tell everyone about the benefits of space technology.
Sure, because they're so down to Earth. Like the search and rescue satellites now in orbit around the planet.
These high-flying listening posts can pick up signals from the emergency rescue beacons carried on airplanes and ships.
When a boat capsizes or a plane goes down, the satellite locks onto its distress signal
and relays its position to local search and rescue teams who go into action using the satellite to guide them to within a few miles of the site, even in the most remote areas.
This worldwide emergency network has already saved over 800 lives.
What's going on up there
is helping all of us down here.
Space technology.
This is what's in it for you.
Let's go into the file with the Greg and Lyndon Show. We at the Weird Radio Network are trying to get to the bottom of things, and we want your comments on the open lines about what you think also. For listeners hearing us live, you can join us at 563-999-3027 to listen in and even talk with us and your fellow listeners. Once again, 563-999-3027. So let's go into the files with the Greg and Lyndon Show.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Once again, for listeners that just got on, we are talking to Charles Thomas. He's our guest tonight, talking about the Wild West Roundup Wrestling Championships in Reno. That is going to be on November 30th.
Yep, that's the one. You know, I love your intros and stuff. Like your commercial things makes me excited. I wish I would know about this sooner. I could have been listening a lot sooner to this.
Well, yes, yeah. Pretty professional, huh? I have a good board operator and PR man. Good.
Come a long way from my garage.
Yes, exactly.
Three cell phones, a computer, and a bunch of cold air. Yeah, we were doing good, but we had fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of chew, a little bit of beer, a little bit of funny, a little bit of serious.
Man, a little bit of dissecting your kids with life.
Yeah.
So you're the Weird Network, huh?
Yep, the Right Energy Institute for Research and Developmental Network. Yep.
So what if I gave you an invite to come to see my wrestlers behind the scenes at the show and let you interview them there on the 30th?
Yeah, I could do it on my phone, actually, because I can do a radio show on my regular phone. I could just press it on there and just run the show.
That's kind of cool.
Awesome. So I get to sit there, and just have my phone and just go around talking to everybody and just interviewing them. And they probably wouldn't even really know that they're even being interviewed, you know. I can tell them, but I just go, hey, you know, you're on the Weird Network, you know. you know, make a shout out. Who are you? What are you doing? You know.
Well, how would you like to be my personal guest?
Sure.
Get you backstage and everything without a pass.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, we'll get you a press pass. That way we can make it official.
Okay. Well, I am media.
Now you'd be the only press
broadcasting. So it would be official. I would be doing media.
So we got a surprise. I can't give too much information out now, but at the 30th, we got some surprise for our second show. We're getting things like we haven't got our first show out there. We've already got the second show lined up, possibly third already.
Awesome.
And it's going to have beautiful surprises for everybody. I can tell you know this. The second show, the main event, will be a women's match.
Okay. So like a little diva type of thing?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call these girls divas. They're savage.
They're savage?
Oh, they'll hurt you.
Got the savage swords, huh?
Oh, yeah. We bring girls out that we don't call them divas. We call them champions.
Yeah. Call them the Valkyries.
I would, except for where's the Wild West going to have a Valkyrie in it?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the Wicked Emperor.
I'm sure as hell they call him a saloon girl. They'll kick my butt.
Yeah.
But the second show, after the first show, we got some great surprises for that second show. It's going to be off the hinges.
Sweet. Well, I got to wrap up this show. Unless you want to talk a little bit more about the Wild West Wrestling Championship,
well,
the Roundup.
If you don't mind, I can let everybody know about the card. So we have a double main event, which is kind of cool. And the fact that we have Interstate Sensation, Funny Bone, versus Benny Benelli, who you see at WWE. That's our main event. We have Mike Nothing versus Beast for our second main event for the Heavyweight Championship. We also have Super Beast, holding her guy, big, brutal dude, versus Matt Fury for the going into intermission main event. We have tag team titles on the line. We have the Outlaw title on the line. We have a Battle Royal possibly going on. And a couple of surprise matches just for everyone to get behind. It's going to be awesome.
Excellent.
Again, tickets are on sale for the Evelyn Mount. $5 for general seating. Floor seats are $10. $15 get you front row. And a highly limited amount of VIP for VIP seating as well as VIP backstage passes, signed autographed VIP lanyards by the stars themselves for $30.
That's excellent. You know, that's decent prices, you know.
I want to keep it where people can afford it.
Not bad at all.
You know, in a town where it costs $6 to buy a beer, the least I can do is let you come watch the match with your kids for the price of two beers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love it, man. I love it.
And that's the idea. We want to be family-friendly as much as we can be. At the same time, we want to give everybody alternative things to do. We're not here to compete with other companies. We're not here to say that it's our way or the highway. We're here to have fun, show everybody that it's okay to come out and enjoy wrestling, get loud, get a little rowdy, and have a lot of fun. Because, again, it's the Wild West Championship Wrestling. We're going to get wild. We're going to get crazy. And it's going to be one hell of a time.
Hell yeah. Well, I know I'm going to have one hell of a time.
Oh, yeah. We'll make sure you do.
Heck yeah. Well, Charles, thank you very much for coming on Into the Files with David Griggs on the Weird Network. Sometime this week, we'll probably have the Greg and Lyndon show. I heard the little promo for it. That's my kids. They have their own radio show also. I'm producing their show.
Oh, wow.
So they got their own show, and I got a couple other people that are hosting on the network also. And if you want to, you are more than welcome to be a host and on Weird Network and have your own show too. No problem.
Oh, definitely picking you up on that. That's an awesome thing. Thank you very much.
And we have, like I said, we have our board operators, all that stuff. We make our own commercials. We do everything ourselves. So it saves on time and money.
Awesome, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having me on tonight. This has been it's been my honor to be here.
It's my honor to talk to you. All right,
let's do lunch sometime.
What's that?
Good night. I said, let's do lunch sometime.
Okay, we will.
All right, man. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Special music courtesy bensound.com. Wild West Championship Wrestling, in cooperation with the Total Wrestling Federation, presents the Reno Roundup, coming to the Evelyn Mount Community Center in Reno, Nevada, at 6 p.m. on Saturday, November 30th. It's the WWCW Reno Roundup. Tickets start at just $5, with front row seats for $15. And for only $30, you can get a front row seat and go backstage. Tickets are limited. Call 775-515-3685 for more information. So join us for the Reno Roundup at the Evelyn Mount Community Center in Reno, Nevada, Saturday, November 30th at 6 p.m. for Wild West Championship Wrestling's Reno Roundup. In cooperation with the Total Wrestling Federation. Call 775-515-3685 for more information.